Thank you, team. I appreciate that very much. Good morning. It's great to see your smiling faces here today. I'm Ken, and I'm one of the pastors here. And if you noticed during worship time, you saw the tall figure back down front. So Pastor Jerry is back amongst us. So we're glad to have them back home safe and sound. We're going to continue in our series on the promises of God. And so take out your memory verse cards. Those little white cards you picked up with your bulletin. I kept it short, okay? Luke 12:12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. Let's say that together. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. Think about it. How many of us have been known to put our foot in our mouth? The best way to keep from doing that is allow the Holy Spirit to tell you first. That means you have to be talking with Him. Now, I'm sad to announce that school will be starting soon for both the teachers and the students. But there are some parents that are going, yes! But when it comes to teaching, what does that really mean? So let's pray. Father God, we pray that today you will reveal yourself through your word, that you will teach us to seek you first, that you will teach us to listen, and that you will teach us to speak forth life into people's lives. And for that, God, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So, if you take all of the four Gospels and put them side by side, in this teaching right here, Luke was telling them to get ready because, hey, it's not easy being one of my followers. You will face troubles. And if you flip over to John chapter 14, you're going to find a similar setup here. Jesus had promised, saying that he was the way, the truth, and the life. But he also was telling them that, you know, I hate to tell you this, guys, but I'm not staying around here forever, but I'm going to send you the Comforter. So look at John 12, verses 14 through 17, and then we'll jump down to 25 and 26. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. I am telling you these things now while I am still here. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. So if you look at the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it defines the word teach as to show or explain how to do something, give information about or instruction in a subject or skill, encourage some to accept as fact or principle. And the Greek word that is in the Bible that's used here is didasko, which means will teach. And if you look all throughout the Old Testament, we find this word describing God as our teacher. And then those that heard the word from God were then told to go and teach. An example of that is found in Deuteronomy 4:14. This is Moses speaking. He said, "It was at that time the Lord commanded me to teach you his decrees and regulations, so you would obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy." And then they were instructed to do what? Teach all these things to their children. In Deuteronomy 11:19, teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, and when you are on the road, and when you are going to bed, and when you are getting up. Who's supposed to be doing the teaching? Parents and families. It starts at your dinner table. We always joke about how, as you know, Jody and Kevin even talked about it, that when people bring their kids to the church, sometimes it's, "Here, fix them." And they have them for 1 hour. And a lot of times we even send our kids to school with the same expectation of, "Here, fix them." How many parents, after this year of virtual learning, have a new appreciation for teachers? I am blessed to have a wife who is a teacher. So not only do I have a wife as a teacher, I also have a daughter-in-law who is a teacher. And I know several teachers, three of which are in my accountability group. I've always had a respect for them. Because not only do you have to work with the kids, you have to work with their parents, and you have to work with the administrator, and you have to try to keep them all happy. I'm with you, Wyatt. But if you think about it, Jesus was there telling them that God was your teacher, I have been your teacher, and the Holy Spirit is coming to be your teacher. For it said that if you ever quit learning, you're dead. Think about it. How many of you know it all? How many of you think you are a know-it-all? I saw that hand. But we always find out that we're always learning something new. Did you know that the easiest way to peel a banana is not from the top, but from the bottom? And I saw a video the other day of the lady who took a trash bag for a 13-gallon can, and she wrapped it over the top of the can, then pushed it down inside. And she said, "That's the way it's supposed to be done, so the seams are on the inside and not the outside." You ever picked out a trash bag and it split? Because the seams were on the outside. But when you put them on the inside, it holds stronger. All these are little things we're still learning. How many of you are smart enough to use a smartphone? If you have one, you know there is always a learning curve. There is something we're always learning. And that is why I know that we probably grew up and we had a favorite teacher. It might even have been your parents, because they taught you how to ride a bike. And then they taught you how to drive a car. And hopefully they taught you how to save money and manage a checkbook. All these things you had to be taught. It didn't just come natural. But in our scriptures today, we are promised that the Holy Spirit will come into our lives as a full-time teacher. He will be with you 24/7, and you don't need to do a YouTube search or a Google search to try to figure things out and get the answer. Because I'm here to tell you that even those can have some lies in them. So let's break this down. First, God will provide an advocate. Another word for advocate is comforter, encourager, counselor. Okay, teachers, how many of those same words describe you? Isn't that part of your job? Aren't you counseling kids? Aren't you their advocate to make sure that they get the best education? Aren't you there to comfort them when they have bad days? So we have some physical demonstrations of that in our lives as we have these teachers, but here is the Holy Spirit who will be with us 24/7, all the time. For he will never leave you. Jesus is reminding them of God's promise that he made all the way back in Deuteronomy 31:6. He said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." He was telling them that just like God, the Holy Spirit will never leave you. And while Jesus was going to physically leave them, he was assuring them that they would never be alone. I hate being alone. I know it's necessary sometimes for me because I need to go into that prayer time of just me and God. But I'm not really alone then, am I? But when Tina goes out to visit her mom, I hate staying at home. Ask her. I'm always going to see somebody, visit somebody, whatever, because I don't like that. But here's that promise that the Holy Spirit will always be with me. And then what else does he do? He leads in truth. Next point, please. It'll be up there in a minute. So, how do we find this truth? We always want the truth. And you will not find it on the local news or CNN or on Wikipedia or any Twitter account or anything else. There'll be portions of truth, but you won't get the full truth. It will only be found here. Jesus once again reminded them of what he had said to them earlier. How many of you guys would say that you might be a little slow learner? And things have to be told to you a couple of times? So here it is. We're in John chapter 14, but go back, you know, to John chapter 8, which was not just yesterday. This was earlier in Jesus' ministry, but he's reminding him of what he said before. In 8, 31, and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my words, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Confusion, uncertainty, all those things are things that will bind you. And the only way to be set free is through Jesus Christ. He will show you his truth. He will open up his word to you and reveal these things. And it's like your mind will say, "Why didn't I see this before? Why has it taken me so long to finally get this right? We are once again shown that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and point us to Jesus the Son. And He, in everything that He said and did, points us to God the Father. And the Father speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, which are the words and the ways of Jesus, who brings glory to God the Father. See where I'm going with this? That's the cycle we want to get into. If you're finding that, you know, there's any doubt or confusion, that's when you need to stop, drop, and pray. That's what they teach you when you're on fire. Stop, drop, and roll. Well, then if there's confusion, then that's like a fire. So stop, drop, and pray. And He will come in and He will bring that truth and reveal it to you. But what are the prerequisites for this to happen? Guess what? In chapter 14, Jesus repeats Himself 3 times. How many of us have to be told something more than once? Especially if there's a television on, or lots of other people talking, because it's hard for us to focus. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. It helps us to focus. So 3 times in John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, obey my commandments. Or one version says, you will obey my commandments. And then just a few verses down in John 14, 21. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And then John 14, 23. Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. Parents, how many times have you heard the word, why? It's right there. If you love me, you will do my commandments. You will obey them. I can't remember those 10 commandments. That's why Jesus made it simple for us. 2. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. How many times have we heard that? A lot from up here. It was on the front of our bulletins for a long time. Jesus wanted us to realize that when we truly love someone, we will do what they ask of us, knowing that they would never ask us to do anything that would hurt us because they love us as well. It goes back to having faith, hope, and truly trusting God. Secondly, the Holy Spirit will be our teacher. 14:26 says, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. Okay, did it say He will teach you some things? He will teach you everything. That's like saying He will teach you it all. And we know all means all, and that's all means. So according to the Expositor's Bible commentary, as a teacher, the Holy Spirit's job will be to lead them into the full comprehension of all He wants them to know. The Spirit will not present an independent message differing differing from what they've already learned in the Bible. Rather, they will be led further into the realization of his person and into the development of the principles he has already laid down. They will also be enlightened about coming events. John 16, verses 13 through 14 states, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me." Jesus said earlier, when he was talking with his disciples, when is all this going to happen? Jesus, I don't know the time. Only my Father knows. So the Father tells Jesus, Jesus tells the Holy Spirit brings us back to bring glory to God. Remember the cycle. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. Basic instruction before leaving earth. The Bible is our textbook. When you take a class in college and they give you the list of books that you have to have, how many of you have found that there are some of those books the professor never uses? Or he'll use one phrase out of it. And you're looking, why did I have that book? It's like, yeah, why? You won't find that with this book. Everything in this is applicable. When Tina and I were on vacation, we had the opportunity to go to visit Kyler's church that they're attending in Fortville. And the service was built around our mental health. And they were starting a special ministry to help people, to say, it's okay if you're not okay, but we are here to help. And that, to me, was like saying, you know what? We don't talk about things like that in church because it's like, ooh, you know, I want everybody to think, how you doing? I'm fine. Fine is a Christian four-letter word because it's not always the truth. You know, they've got the commercials on TV where they have the people put up those fake signs in front of their face that's got the little smiley face on there. And that's what a lot of people do when they come in through the doors. When inside, they're struggling. They're not sure what's going on. But that's why this is a safe place, to know that we're all being taught by the Holy Spirit. And we're here to help each other grow and become stronger and know that no matter what we're faced with, we're never, ever alone. Not only do we have the promise of the Holy Spirit with us all the time, we have the promise of a church family that loves us and will be there to support us in good times and in bad. The Holy Spirit is our teacher that will open up and reveal the truths of God's Word and how it applies to our lives, but also how we can help others. Yes, we have pastors and elders and Bible study leaders and discipleship group leaders and small group leaders and even accountability partners, but all of those people are subject to the Holy Spirit and the teaching of wisdom that he provides from God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 12. Get the right chapter again. But we know these things because God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. And His Spirit searches out everything and shows us even God's deep secrets. No one can know what anyone else is really thinking except that person alone. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. If you listened to the 10 o'clock phone calls, you know I gave you the little synopsis of each one of the disciples. And who was the disciple that got called by Jesus and Jesus called him out saying, I saw you sitting under the tree? You remember? He was called the same time as Philip, Nathanael. Sometimes called Bartholomew, right? But with that, God knew his heart. And he told Jesus and revealed it to him. The Spirit searches the depths of God and reveals God's plans for us, showing us the joy of living a Spirit-filled life in contrast to the folly of an earthly life. For him to know us and the plans for us. But he's not that type of God that's going to force us. He's asking us to seek him first. And then all these things will be added and revealed. And what's really cool, how many times have you read the scripture in your personal devotion time, and then later in the day, that verse came to your mind as you were talking to someone? He will remind you of everything. When I was in college, a long time ago, I made up words and things to help me remember all the things we had to have for all of our Bible classes. You know, something to help me remember each one of those bullet points. Do you know what those are called? Mnemonic phrases or even acronyms. Okay, think about it. How do you remember the points of a compass and the way that they go in proper order? Never eat sour watermelon. Okay? I was taught music from a piano teacher. Mary Kay Schnee was her name. And we had to remember what each one of those notes were for in between the staff and on the staff. So what are the notes names for in between the staff? Do you remember? Face. F-A-C-E. Okay, so what are the ones on the lines? Every good boy does fine. What's that? Yes. I like that one better. Every good boy deserves fudge. And then, what about remembering the order of the planets? My very educated mother just served us noodles. And it used to be 9 pineapples. But Pluto is no longer a planet. Or is it? Yes, that's right. Only the Spirit knows. Now, if you look at the English Standard Version, this verse says, he will teach you all things and bring back to your remembrance. This is why we are encouraging y'all to use these memory cards and memorize the scripture. Not only is it a good way to keep your mind sharp, it also helps you to put God's word into your heart. And what does the scripture tell us? That when we hide God's word in our heart, it does what? We will not sin against you, against God. It also serves as a reminder of what this message was based on. And hopefully you'll remember at least a little part of it. But more importantly, the Holy Spirit will bring back to our mind the verses that we've studied and read just when we need them. Just in that time when we need to speak life and encouragement and hope into someone who's struggling. Or even to help encourage us as we're faced with a difficult situation. Or, better yet, giving you the boldness to be able to proclaim the truth when others around you are spewing nonsense. Solomon was a great, wise king whose wisdom was given to him by who? By God. Bless you. And he wrote in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you what path to take." We have a good teacher. The problem is, we have to choose to be a good student. The 12 apostles were chosen, but they had to make a choice to truly follow and learn from Jesus, who was known as the rabbi, master, teacher. And if you look at the statistics, 11 out of 12 chose to do so. But there was one guy who chose not to listen to the teacher. Again, it goes down to our choices. I mean, one of my favorite Christmas movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And here was a guy who wished he had never been born, and then he was shown what the world would have been like without him. And I'm sure there's times in our lives it's like, God, why am I here? But he has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. But we have to make the choice. Are we going to listen to him or listen to those around us? So we have to ask ourselves these questions. Am I willing to be a student of the Holy Spirit? Second, am I willing to submit my own ideas to that which the Holy Spirit reveals? And thirdly, am I willing to choose to live this life in the light of eternity? Last week, Jack reminded us that we need to view our lives by seeing who we are. Not only seeing, but remembering who we are in Christ. The Holy Spirit was sent to seal our lives, and he is in our lives to continue to reveal more and more and more of God's truth and love. But no one will be able to see the evidence in our lives unless we love him first. which is the first of the two commandments that Jesus gave us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Followed up by the second one, to love your neighbor as yourself. I'm here to tell you that if you're not loving God, you're not going to love your neighbor. Especially that neighbor that has the yippy-yappy dogs that go bark, bark all night long. But even if you are loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you'll find you'll be able to love that neighbor in spite of the yippy-yappy dog that barks all night long. Because you've learned to surrender to the Holy Spirit. And that love will be evident in all that you do and say. My prayer for each and every one of us today, as the praise team's coming back up to close things out, that you will not be that stubborn student in the class that thinks they already know it all. Because you may end up sitting in the corner with a dunce cap on. Because you don't know it all. But we know who does. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak into your life and to teach you all of God's truth so that the Holy Spirit will teach you at the time what needs to be said. So God, we surrender to you afresh and anew. So many times we put what we want up ahead of what you want. So may each and every day, God, we turn to you and say to you first, I love you first and foremost, and I want you to lead my life so that we can be the child of love and grace and mercy that this world needs to see. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name.